The streaming service Spotify is having to answer some tough questions about paying artists who appear on their platform less money in exchange for an algorithm boost. And an algorithm, as it pertains to Spotify, is an artificial intelligence system whose job it is to keep listeners listening. And it does this by playing and suggesting songs it knows that you're familiar with, and it drops in some fresh tracks that it thinks you might like, but most importantly, you haven't heard before, so it's all tailored towards you. So with all this in mind, the question is now being posed, has there been a dumbing down of music, and have streaming services actually changed music and what is released? Basically, has artificial intelligence interfered with the making of music? Ange McCormick from the ABC has written a piece on this a few days ago, and to discuss this now, I'm joined by Charlotte Ryan from Music 101. Hi, Charlotte.
Kia ora. This is such a big topic, and there's been discussions and talk about whether Spotify is a good thing or a bad thing for many years. So it's quite interesting that it's been discussed again.
And artificial intelligence in music seems to take away the creativity, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And there has been discussion as well. Spotify's investors are major record labels. So there's also been a lot of debate recently that these major record labels, if they're investing in the company, then surely their tracks should be pushed forward more than other musicians, say, or, you know, other companies that aren't invested in the company. So there has been a lot of worry about this for a while. I have talked about it a lot with, you know, friends and whatnot, and some people have said, well, don't you think if you walked into an old school record store, that's also curated? It's curated by the store owner. So, you know, what's the difference?
No, there's a big difference, I'd say. Huge difference.
I know.
Okay, to monetize your music, you need the listener on Spotify, you need the listener to have listened to it for longer than 30 seconds.
I know, which really does change the way that some musicians might want to think about making music if they want to get into this hole.
Yeah, so if you want somebody to listen to your song for longer than 30 seconds, that assumes that you may not have a long intro.
Correct.
You know, there could not be the long 1 minute leading into your song. You might have your chorus up front.
Correct, which saddens me because I love songs with long intros. And they're also discussing that musicians shouldn't make songs longer than 3 minutes these days because that's the average time that a person listens to a song on Spotify. This breaks my heart because I love a long song. Apparently in the top 50 songs of the Spotify charts, every single song is under 3 minutes, apart from Fleetwood Mac's song, which was released in 1974.
Pre-Spotify.
But yet, I mean, let me be devil's advocate here, but pop songs always have been 3 minutes, or there was always a key timeline of 3 minutes 34, I believe that was the sort of key time back in the 80s and the 90s to write a pop song. It really does have to be a great song, I guess, to, you know, and that's the time length as well that commercial radio stations like playing songs to.
Is it?
Yeah.
I quite like the very long song when I was on commercial radio because I could go out of the studio for a while and do something else.
I agree.
Do you think that people really prefer shorter songs? You don't. I don't.
No, but we're music lovers. And we, you know, I remember back in the day when people bought albums, there was a rule that the average person only bought one album a year. Whereas you and I and other listeners who love music, we might buy 10 albums a year. So I think, you know, these Spotify algorithms and the songs, we're talking to mass audience and, you know, the mainstream in a sense. Yeah.
And if that algorithm goes that they'll pop in something that you, in the middle of a couple of tracks that you like, that's pretty boring, isn't it? That you're always just hearing the same music. Those playlists get really tedious after a while.
Well, it is funny because I obviously do like a certain vibe of song, and the same songs do pop up in my algorithms. And yeah, they're not boring, but they are the same sound. There's definitely a Spotify sound. In fact, I know even of some New Zealand musicians or a New Zealand record label that a couple of years ago, they specifically employed musicians to make Spotify music. So, you know, Lazy Sunday or a Lazy Sunday Afternoon playlist, those are the most popular, or Chill Out playlists. Those are very, very popular. So there were some New Zealand musicians making music specifically just to make these Chill Out playlists because they don't need to be clever, intelligent or anything. They just need to have the right rhythms, I guess the right beats, and be 3 minutes long.
I sometimes go to those Chill Out things and I think I'm anything but chilled out after two songs.
So do I. I. So do I. But I mean, Spotify is the biggest place in the world for us to listen to music. There are so many positive things about it in the sense that the catalogue is amazing. We've never had a platform where you can listen to every single Bowie album or, it is an amazing thing, but yet I guess because it's so massive, the small independent artists are finding it more struggle to get through and break through.
So what is the solution for artists then? It's multifaceted, obviously, but what can they do?
Make money from merchandise and make money from touring and gigging. I mean, I see Spotify as a really positive thing, but there are definitely downsides to artists that don't have such support. For me, I listen to a lot of independent New Zealand music, so therefore other independent music comes up in my suggestions that I should be listening to. However, for people that listen and only listen to the hits or only listen to Chill Out Sunday playlists or only listen to a hip-hop playlist, they are only going to get, recommended other music like that, I guess.
AI in music? Yes or no?
No, I don't like it. But it's fact. It's kind of like, I don't know, I'm devil's advocate here, but it's kind of like if you went, McDonald's is so popular, and I hate to compare it to McDonald's, but they make a burger that's really popular, so they're going to sell more of it and make more versions of it. Is that a terrible example?
No, that's quite a reasonable example.
It's kind of Spotify is becoming for the everyman. The other thing that we've got to realise is that Spotify is now becoming very podcast-centric and they're looking at other audio, not just music. So sadly, that means that music is not such a priority for them. When they set themselves up, it was to go against piracy. So it was purely music. But now albums and musicians are competing against podcasts and competing against other audio offerings. And so it's tough on musicians, but it's also the way of the world, I think.
And particularly tough at the moment because it's all very well to go on tour, but it's pretty hard in a COVID world, isn't it?
Exactly. And a lot of musicians are getting upset by it, especially with the fact that they're going to earn less royalties if they don't get featured as much. I think this is terrible and I'm appalled. And I know that some New Zealand musicians are as well. There's an artist called AC Freezy who's decided to take his music completely off Spotify because he just disagrees with it so much. And he only wants to put his music on Bandcamp because that's where he'll be paid the right royalties and the fair royalties in his mind.
And fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough too, because if you can find it on Bandcamp, why do you need to go to Spotify?
Well, most of the world are on Spotify. I mean, you're almost shutting a door, not being on Spotify in a sense. It's a hard call and it is a big sort of debate because there is that sense of the long tail, where if you're on Spotify, you might only get listened to a couple of times, but you're still being listened to. You're still possibly coming up in the algorithms.
Fair point. Charlotte, thank you. This is a discussion we could spend the entire hour on, but thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.